numbers like this, we can do more things, right? We can bring in people from the community and teach us how to hack. We can work on special projects. We can, I don't know, spend some money. Now we can get $2,000, right? Maybe if we want to take on a special project or buy equipment, we can do that too. So really, the main kind of focus was the competitions, but if we get people that want to be involved in other aspects and we want to start reconvening on a regular basis and dive into other things, we sure can. So it's a student-led club. I'm the advisor. Tanya's going to help out. Hopefully more Tanya than me. That's kind of the makeup of it. Going forward, for this year at least, we're still going to keep the same officers in line because they kind of know how the whole student group thing works. But, you know, next year and continuing forward, if you guys are going to be here for 2 years or 4 years, then hopefully we can move into some of these different positions and kind of expand the club. It's kind of the, I don't know, the quick rundown on what Cyber Club's all about. So for this year, we have a few different competitions that we can get involved in. And I just want to make people aware of that. The first one is Hive Storm, and I mentioned that in class real quick. It's too late to register for that now, but I do have two groups going. Richard has a group going, so it's Richard, Dakota, and Steven. So I think you guys got all signed up. You're good to go there. So hopefully the next time we meet, these guys can share their experience and maybe show us what they saw with that. So I think we're just trying to, with that one, first time out, we don't know what to expect, just kind of gather some information and hopefully do well. And we have a second group. It's Jared and Austin and Nick, right? You're doing it too. And then Chandler. Chandler's not here right now, but Chandler is a sophomore in the program. So we have that going on. And then one that I'm going to plug right now is, this is a brand new one I just heard of, and of course we have to know, like, today. I want to do it. There's one by a firewall manufacturer known as Checkpoint. Checkpoint is a competitor of Palo Alto and SonicWall and all the different firewall vendors out there. But they decided to come up with what they are calling a Cyber Range Challenge. And this is a $500 to enter event. But I actually just got an email this morning. The guy said he would waive it for us if we want to do it. Now, we can only have teams of 1 to 3 students. We can only have one team per institution. So, obviously, there's more than 3 people in this room, but we don't know who would want to do it. So here's the nitty-gritty on this one. It is Thursday, October 31st. It starts at 9 a.m. and it goes for 24 hours. Does that mean you have to stay up and do it the whole time? I have no idea. Can you go to bed and redo it? I don't know. It just says, the event is held entirely online. 24-hour event is a time challenge. In the event of a tie, completion time and team strategy will be measured and reviewed to determine the winner. PC laptop with Chrome browser installed is required. First 3 teams to complete the challenge will win Amazon vouchers, global press recognition, and digital certificates. So if you guys go out to never mind, because the URL doesn't work. But if you do a, I haven't even checked this. If you go out to checkpoint.com, and you do a search on there for Secure Academy, you may find it.
Checkpoint Security Academy 2019?
Something, yeah, that sounds right.
Should be csa.checkpoint.com/index.
And does it say something about the Secure Academy Cyber Range Challenge on there? See anything? That's what the actual competition is called. The Cyber Range Challenge or the Cyber Range Championship.
Not really.
Not really.
Possibly the wrong place. If you go to challenges, it wants you to log in.
Okay, we wouldn't be able to do that right now because we aren't registered.
Justin just put a link. Could be off their main website.
It's under /cyber-range-cyber-security-competition/.
Okay, so some of you guys probably went, what the heck are these competitions like? I don't really know what this one's gonna be like, but I can give you some insight into what the CCDC is all about. So CCDC is Collegiate Cyber Defense. And the best way to kind of explain it in terms of how big the competition is, if any of you guys have ever watched the NCAA basketball tournament, they have 64 teams and they go down to one team championship. They have all these regions and we were part of the Midwest region. So all the regions compete on a certain weekend, and then the top winners from the region get to play for nationals, and then during nationals they figure out who the winner is. So all these schools get together and they do this cyber competition. Now what's the competition really like? Well, we are on one side of the room with all of our equipment, our PCs, our firewall, laptops, server, all of that is on one side of the room. Hackers on the other side of the room. These are top echelon hackers. These guys get paid to do what they do. They're good. And they say go, and they're supposed to give you a 15-minute head start, but we know how that works. They don't actually. They say go, and then you set up your PCs and you start securing them. You put your firewall into place, you update your Windows systems, you're trying to get the viruses and the red team, the hackers, off your systems, and it's this constant back and forth for what? 8 hours or so?
2 4-hour.
2 4-hour periods, went for 4 hours one day, had a break, had supper, got to recoup, went to sleep, got up in the morning, did it again. And I didn't take part because I was just the teacher. Tanya did get to take part 1 year, and it looks super fun. It looked like...
It was fun.
It was just some back and forth, and you got to see how they were getting into your systems, and you got to really challenge yourself, and you got to, at the end, they talked about what techniques they used and some good things they saw. And the nice thing about it is you didn't have to be technical. There was positions for everybody. You could be the team captain where you were the liaison with the what's called the white team. And you talked to the CEO and you talked to the boss and you did all different sorts of things. Tanya can shed more light on that. But then we had people running the firewall, people running Linux, and people running Windows. So there was kind of a spot for everybody. And there was a gopher, someone that just kind of ran around and helped wherever they need to be helped. And it was just overall good experience. So I think a lot of other companies and other venues are trying to copy what CCDC did with things like this. So I'm anticipating it's going to be very, very similar. Obviously this is going to be online, so I don't know if they have hackers out on the internet that they've contracted with, or if they just have pre-staged machines, or how it's all going to work. But usually in any cybersecurity competition, you're tasked with securing what you've been given. Again, so what does that mean? Maybe it's configuring a firewall. Maybe it's installing antivirus. Maybe it's doing updates. Maybe it's trying to clean up a computer, whatever it happens to be. So you're gonna be challenged to do that. And they're usually designed for you to fail. Okay, it's not like you're gonna go in there and kick butt. It's, the odds are really against you.
And if you go to the one in Fargo, it's really designed to fail.
Let's not talk about that.
We don't talk about that one.
Yeah. So anyways, we got the Checkpoint one coming up. We got CCDC coming up. Unfortunately, that one, they got rid of it down at Dakota State. So we don't get to travel to do that unless we decide as a group that we want to travel to like Denver and do that one. But we got that one coming up that Cyber Club's going to work on. In the spring, I'll plug NCL, National Cyber League. That's something we can work on as a group. What else is there? There was the one in Fargo. I don't remember what it was called.
MICS?
I think you're right. MICS. I don't know if that one's going to be in Fargo again.
It probably will not. They pulled a lot of strings to get it there.
And just various competitions that come up. So that very long-winded, that is kind of what Cyber Club is all about, is to get you guys involved with these competitions. Again, if we have, you know, a strong following and we have people that want to get more involved into this, we can meet on a more regular basis. I got a little cyber range that I'm working on for our display room. We can work on that as a group. If there's interest in other things, I can bring in speakers. We can really do whatever we want with this club. It's up to us. But that was kind of the main focus, to kind of get the ball rolling a little bit with Cyber Club.
And we've got money behind it.
We got some money
to
do
grand.
Some things, so that's nice. And I have some department money we can do some things with, too. So with that said, questions? Yeah, Dakota.
Okay, so what about for classes and stuff, say if we were to travel, how would that affect us for any kind of classes, like for what's going on here?
For the cyber stuff, we know it's part of our program, so we're going to be cool with it. You'd have to, you know, double check with your English instructors and math instructors, those sorts of things, and see what they say.
Okay.
For the most part, if we were to travel, they're typically on like the end of the week or possibly even the weekend. So when we went down to CCDC, it was like Friday, Saturday, right?
Yeah, we left Thursday.
Yeah.
And is the transportation, all that covered from school, or do we have to fly
off? We cover all that. So now that CCDC isn't down in South Dakota, we can do that virtually, but if we decided as a group, hey, we want to go to Denver, probably be some fundraising happening, there might be some out of pocket. So that's, you know, something we'd have to do some pros and cons on.
Okay.
Yeah.
You mentioned some special projects you guys might be doing.
Yeah.
What are some of those, or what could potentially be some of those as well?
So one thing I'm thinking of I would love some help on is I'm kind of trying to develop my own little competition network. So you might learn some things like how to set up VMware ESXi, how to work with Linux, how to configure a Palo Alto firewall. Like, I want to build a little competition network that we can use to train on. So we could set something like that up. I've had interest in the past where students want to learn how to hack. Well, we have a hacking class that's, you know, your sophomore year, but maybe they want to learn some basics on it. So I could bring some people in from industry. We want to hear from people in industry, see what they do on a day-to-day basis. I can do things like that. Whatever you guys have in mind, it doesn't matter. I'm listening to you guys as a student group. You guys drive it. If you want something special, I'll help you set it up. If you have a specific topic or project in mind that you want to tackle or do, we'll make it happen. Those are just some things I had off the top of my head that personally I would like. We also have our cyber lab. Most of you guys probably haven't worked with it yet, unless you're in Nick's cyber op class or my firewall class. We have that whole environment. You know, that's something that we could use to train on. That's something that we could use to show you how that looks and how that works. Something kind of beyond the scope of class, right? What are some things that are happening in IT real world? What are some things that you might see when you get out there and business and industry. Tours, if you guys want to go do a tour. In the past, they used to have student competitions where if they would do like a toilet bowl race. I don't know that that's happening this year or not, but we could get involved with things like that. Last year they did a carnival, and we set up a little booth for the carnival. Things come up all the time.
Had some stuff like how secure is my password, and have I been pwned set up, so for people to come in and check out their accounts, and for us to harvest their email addresses.
True. We've done things in the past, too, where we've done like IT help desk days to kind of give back, where we actually did this for a class, but I'm thinking this could work for Cyber Club, too, where, you know, people bring in their computers and we help clean them up and learn how that's done and those sorts of things. So it's whatever you guys want. If we just want to play video games and eat pizza, we can do that, too. That's cool. That's fun, right?
Jared's like, yeah, I like that idea.
We got money to do that, too. We got the big screen set up in the other room that haven't been touched. If one wants to bring in Smash Bros. And set aside a day or afternoon to do that, I'm for it. So whatever you guys want.
How often do we meet?
I don't know.
It's up to us.
Not sure yet.
So last year for the club, we tried to actually do training sessions. Like, okay, we're going to do the competition. What do we need to know? What can we train on?
We tried to nail like each category. Like, we had one It was famous among the participants, ESXi. There were four of us.
Like what it is, how to work with it, how to use it.
Yeah, you know,
one on firewalls.
Intro to virtualization. We got into some pretty decent stuff in it. Yeah, firewalls. At least definitely the first year, we had a quite in-depth intro.
Yeah.
It wasn't, you know, you're not going to be an expert by the time you turn your loose on it, but, you know, you can set one up and you can configure it, and, yeah.
So we can do things like that, where we do some more formal training sessions specific to these competitions, or we can just kind of make the competitions secondary, where if you want to be involved and you want to get your team together and you guys work on your own, and you can then work with me for special training, you can do that. If you want to do training as a whole group, we can do that. Like I said, I don't know, we're just kind of trying to get awareness out there. Being that you're here today doesn't mean you have to continue coming to the meetings, but we're hoping that you do. So I'm just trying to give as much information out there of what this might look like.
And if you do come to the meetings, which we would like you to, we'd like to have some more people in meetings, then you do not have an obligation to go to the competitions. We'd like you to. But, you don't have to go. You can just come and soak up the knowledge that hopefully we do impart some knowledge.
So basically it's very unorganized right now. It's very informal. We're actually pretty darn new to the whole club thing, really. Last year was the first year, so we'll just kind of see where it takes us a little bit. And if I feel we need some more direction, we'll do that. If you feel you guys need some more direction, we'll do that too. We just need to, basically what I want to do today is I want to figure out, do I have anybody interested in this? And then secondarily, I want to figure out when is a good meeting time moving forward and how often do we want to meet. Those are my two goals. Do we want to meet every couple of weeks, once a month, those sorts of things, and let's figure out a time and let's kind of put that in stone.
Are we still using Discord?
Sure. Yeah, we sure can. I'm for it. That seems to work. How many Discord users I got here? Okay. Who knows? Does not know what Discord is. I have one because of these guys. We use Slack one year. Slack's a little more business oriented. Discord's a little more game oriented.
Yeah, we're hip with the kids. We use Discord.
So if you guys want to stick with Discord, I think that's a good way. What we did last year with Discord, we put out all the announcements. We would Austin would post the recordings from the meetings. We would. What else would we do on Discord? Chat back and forth, kind of do our planning online there a little bit.
Justin and
our people who can't attend the meetings in person, that's right now our sole contact with them.
Yeah, we've got some stuff, like for the different competitions, we've got information tacked up on those. We got some news, we got like a news channel. Ideas for activities and just throw stuff around for what do people want to learn about or what do they want to see done or, you know, whatever. Upcoming events like meetings, ask an admin. It's, you know, you got a question about certain technology or the club or whatever, got a channel for that. So, and we can add more as people want more. Yeah.
Do you want to put the link up on the board?
For the Discord?
Yeah,
we'll throw that up again.
So the general should be, so are there any club fees that we need to worry about?
Nope.
No entrance fees or anything?
No.
Nah.
And I can say, at least for the freshman class in cybersecurity, Discord is a really, or something that most of us already have as well, so that would work fairly well.
All in favor of Discord, say aye.
Aye.
All right, aye it is.
For fees and costs, the only fees we're really looking at is, well, driving here if you want to attend meetings in person, or maybe we can set something up on Discord or streaming or something. But the only fees we're looking at pretty much are for CCDC if we go down to Denver. I think that's pretty much all we got.
Anything else right now that we would be competing in would be virtual.
Yep. So, come here, and set up, buy some pizza.
A lot of guinea pig stuff this year. You know, we've never done the Hive Storm. We've never done this. I've done NCL a little bit in class, but, you know, you guys would be new to that. Last year was the first time we did the MICS thing. So we're really just getting our feet wet with how this is all going to work and play out. We're a little behind the ball like we are every year because it's already midterm. This is our first meeting, if you want to call it, and we don't really have anything in place. Other questions or comments at this point? Okay, what I want to move my attention to then now, before we talk about when we should meet next and going forward, is there anybody that wants to do this initially? Got one hand held high and a... So this is Thursday, October 31st, 9 a.m. Again, it's completely free. It's supposed to be $500, but I got an email this morning that said they would waive it for us because they want a BSC team. So Richard's raising a hand. My question to you then, Richard. If I cannot recruit any other partners, would you do it on your own? Because
sure.
You can have a team of one.
Sure.
Okay.
I'll do it with Richard, but I'll give the opportunity to anyone else that wants to do it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say yes that we're going to do it then. I'm going to email the guy back, say we're going to take him up on their offer. We're going to get a team. We're going to register that team. And then we'll figure out who those three people are going for. Does that sound good?
Good.
You got about...
I don't think we can. I think we have a test.
No, we can't. We have a test.
Eight days or so to figure that out. But okay, at least I have some interest. I'm going to tell him that we're going to have a team from BSC. When is that other one you guys are doing? November 1st?
So. The Hive Storm.
So you're going to do this one the day before?
Yep.
Stay up all night?
Why not?
Then roll right into Hive Storm?
Already spent a whole night up. I was up all night working on getting my placements for NCL. Did pretty well in that, so pretty excited. I only got a third of the questions done, and I'm in the top third of the group. So
nice.
So I'd like to see more people in that next time.
We'll push that a little bit more in the spring. I usually do it in my spring class. Make it a requirement. Okay, other questions, comments? Was there anything you guys want to see besides the competition? Things you want to do, things you're interested in? The competition seemed to be the most sexy thing that there is, and it's really, you hear about them all the time, so that's kind of why we started this, but I know there are other things students are interested in. We're not really a gaming club, there is actually a gaming club on campus. Like I said, we can do some of that, but is there anything else that you guys had in mind that you'd like to see or do?
Maybe look into some of the Hack 5 gear.
Okay.
Might be interesting.
That'd be cool.
Got a pineapple.
You got the Wi-Fi pineapple?
I have the pineapple Mark 5.
Do you have the bash bunny?
I don't have anything else. I just have the pineapple.
I don't think you had a rubber ducky.
No. I do some good stuff with USBs, but...
Where do you live? I'm not coming near your house. I'm probably being hacked. Just stand in here.
You tell me, he runs an IP scanner every day.
Anything else besides that? Those are good ideas for sure.
If you're talking about good ideas, then get a Showdown account. It's a lot of fun.
For free.
How about hack the box? Is anybody else doing hack the box? Mm-hmm. Nobody?
Nobody's doing hack the box. I'm familiar with that one. What's that one? I've heard of it.
That's local. Like, you'd set up your own server, right?
No, hack the box is to get an invite, you have to hack the website first. And then you get the invite to go, and then you get ranked from newbie, script kiddie, intermediate, advanced, elite, etc. And they ask for your resume and certain points for job opportunities.
That's through SANS? Was that through SANS? SANS.org?
I think so.
I think they have it's free, but they have a
membership version where they have all the old boxes on there.
Okay.
With tutorials.
I'm not gonna do it. Yeah, don't need that. So, what do you guys think going forward? How often do we want to meet? And when's a good time? I know it's hard to make it work for everybody, but do you guys like meeting on campus during the afternoon? Do you guys like evenings? I don't want it to be like school at all. I want it to be, you know, something outside of school, something fun. So we can meet off campus if we want, we can meet on campus, we can meet day, morning, night, doesn't matter. Yeah.
I feel like with a lot of the clubs going on in the school, I feel like it would work probably best for everyone to do it bi-weekly, maybe here at the school.
Okay, every other week. On campus.
Would it be possible to move it up half an hour?
To 2 o'clock? On which days? What is
any day works for me.
Today's Tuesday? It works for me.
It's a 2:30.
I know that some students on what, Monday, Wednesday have Tanya's class at 2:30, right?
Not just Monday, Monday, Wednesday, there's Tuesday, Thursday as well.
There is?
That's harder, Chip.
Because that has a test. We're just talking about the
time.
When's Jeff's class go? 1 to 2:15?
1 to 2:15, yeah.
That's probably why I picked 2:30. Unless we did Friday. I know in the past most people didn't want to meet on Fridays because it was, well, Friday. But, other comments, suggestions, times?
Sunday.
Sunday. Sunday fun day. Sometimes that's not much going on other than trying to finish your homework, right? What's that?
I can do weekends.
You can do weekends?
I prefer Friday, but I like afternoon Fridays. That works for me.
That's Friday. You like to head to the bar right afterwards.
I'm on through, I'll join.
So do you guys...
Do we want to do a doodle poll? I can throw out a doodle poll, send it to you guys.
There we go. I think a poll might be a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know who I'm going to send it to. So...
Put it on the Discord server?
Awesome.
Yeah.
You want to put the Discord invite
there
up?
We go. Let's get the Discord link
yeah.
up there. If you're interested in moving forward, you can join the Discord. I'll get a doodle poll. I'll figure out how to work the Discord thingy-majiggy. And I'll post up the link, hopefully, in the next 24 hours here, on when we want to meet. It's got to be afternoon, though, right? Because everything else, mornings, everybody's got class.
Yeah.
So we're looking for an afternoon, someday.
How long do you guys usually meet for?
In the past, we kind of met for an hour. Some of the training sessions, we actually met longer. But we only met like once a month until the competition slowly approached. Then we would start meeting once a week. But if we can get on top of it and move and start meeting every other week, I think we can probably get away with an hour. I don't know. This is just my opinion, and we can change this. I'm kind of thinking we get away from doing the training sessions for these competitions just because we don't know what they're going to entail unless there's something specifically that you want to see. I'm kind of thinking we meet more to have fun and work on a side project or do our own competition or whatever it happens to be. Because to be honest with you, I felt like the training sessions tend to be a lot like school, right?
I think that'd be a good idea, especially for like Windows and Linux. But it's, again, if this is what your interest is, this is what you want to compete for, attention. Other than that,
yeah.
They're not using that. Training wasn't meant to be mandatory for anyone. So.
No.
So when you guys meet, do you usually record it in a row? Or?
We try to record on here.
We've done audio recordings.
If we can, the problem is for video, we have that camera, which can work. And then, I don't know, we can stream it to YouTube or, and then record it there or something.
My opinion on the whole streaming thing is I would prefer not to do it because we want people here. It's nice to do it for people that come, can't come every once in a while, but it starts to then become a habit, you know, and we really want people to be here, and that's why I limited it to on-campus students. I know it's not probably fair for the online students, but we're trying to build a little community of people that can become friends and network with one another and recognize each other in the hall and compete with one another. And in the online environment, that's just more difficult.
So, are you, so say that you knew someone who wanted to join after this meeting.
Yeah.
Is there a certain time frame when you guys stop letting people join, or does it go on throughout the year and it just depends on when you sign up for the competition?
That's kind of been our rule of thumb, is anyone can join whenever they want, and we've never had an issue with too many people joining at once, so.
Yeah. Now, you know, some of these competitions only allow 1 to 3 or 6 or 8 people. We've never had to turn anybody away, but if we get to the point where 10 people want to do CCDC and we only allow 8, then we need to figure out a way in which we make the cut. And in the past we had talked about, you know, who's attending, who's actually put in the time and effort. We have a different way to do it. We don't know that yet. We'll just kind of have to see how it goes with each competition, but there's something to keep in mind. Other questions, comments, concerns? Clyde, you got any good IT jokes?
Sunday.
Okay. Well, going forward, these are my two takeaways I got. I'm going to put out a doodle poll on the old Discord to figure out when we want to meet next. It sounds like everyone's in agreement with meeting bi-weekly. Doesn't mean you have to be here every time, but it would be nice if you can or want to. I know I probably won't be here every time, but I don't have to be. It's really a student group, and you guys probably have more fun when the teacher's not around anyways, right? And then, thirdly, I'm going to tell the Checkpoint guys that we are going to take them up on their offer and join their competition. See, they found out we're at Palo Alto School. And their Checkpoint, and they wanted us to do the competition. And I said, yeah, that sounds great, but we're not going to pay $500 to do it. And he's like, okay, let me pull some strings. And I got an email this morning and said, you guys can do it for free. So they're trying to get in and pull us back from Palo Alto.
They can try.
They can try, yeah. But Paul also gave us $1.7 million, and they're going to give us $500, so.
We've already got our sugar daddy.
Yep. So anyways, I'm going to tell them that we want to do that. Looking forward, you guys might want to check out CCDC or NCL and see what that's all about. These guys in the room definitely can tell you some more, you know, kind of ideas of what they saw or what they want to learn going forward for those competitions. And then also keep in the back of your mind, what do you want this to look like? What do you want us to do going forward? What kind of sessions do you want? What do we want to do with our meetings? What do we want to do with our money that we have? All those different sorts of things. So I'm looking forward to it. I know it probably seems very unorganized right now, and that's because it is. But I hope as we move forward throughout the semester and into next semester, we can kind of get a game plan and we kind of have a good rhythm of meeting and people that are coming, and we can take it where we want. I talked way too much. Austin, Jacob, other guys that have done it, you have any questions, comments, concerns, things you want to tell the group?
Austin?
Jacob?
You're probably the most experienced out of everyone here.
I don't know.
Just one thing for the
went over a lot of stuff.
Just one thing for Discord. When you get a nickname yourself with your actual name so we know who you are.
Yep.
The only rule we have currently for Discord is try to make sure your nickname's your name.
I'm Dragon Slayer 947.
By birth.
And remember, it is a school. Probably is a school club Discord, so just keep that in mind.
It isn't run by the school, but it's kind of school-ish.
Yeah, school station.
Keep that off my Christian Minecraft server.
Officially have no authority, but I'd like to avoid a conflict.
Okay, that's all I got for you Discord people. If you want to join, there is the code. If you don't know what Discord is, Austin, Jacob, those guys in the back of the room, probably someone you're sitting next to can help you get the app and get signed up. Meeting adjourned. Thanks for coming.
Another 15 minutes for any questions.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
I'm guessing you guys are not first.
So,
They're pretty darn close. There's a couple labs that the on-campus students can do because of the equipment that faculty are holding, but for the most part, it's just as we said. I'm to 1903 now. I'll test it here.
You just went to 1903?
If you're still, are you still doing it through the time?
I haven't tried it yet, but I'm probably going to, just to see what happens first, and then if I can still get in the... I'm not getting... I'll do the actual waiting.
Yeah.